make a man for people, especially for children and people. He told me that not to make any more, because he noticed that one time old woman died, and then they put those mattresses and made a bottom for her. They left her on.
That was in the burial.
Yeah. That's why you will get the rotten teeth. You will have rotten teeth, I know. And she told me not to make any more.
What was your uncle's name?
Luang.
From Shunmat.
From Shunmat, my mother's uncle. Old Thomas, my old uncle. When a man pulls his feet out, they have to wrap it on a little piece of meat and then give it to the dog.
Oh, really?
So they have my strong teeth.
So the dog would?
If the dog eats on it right away.
What was the purpose now?
Well,
what was the reason you just gave?
So they have a strong teeth, maybe.
You mean the person?
Yeah.
The person who had the
good. Yeah. When the baby got ill, they're using it right now, even.
They do.
Yeah. kind of a and the kind of unseen, very staggering, fancy out of time.
But when they took the sin out, they had this dried lake, floor lake sin out.
Yeah.
And they powdered it in the one end of it. Would that be the upper end? Because they powdered it as a matter.
Yeah.
Would it be the upper end of the sin out, or would it matter which end they pound?
Yeah.
Which end would it be?
That one that goes up to the knee.
Yeah. That end. And they would separate that part, so it could be seen, and they would see it again.
Mm-hmm.
And then they let him fall around.
Right.
And then pull off the thing, whatever, the bone, fishbone, or animal bone. What would they do in the case of a child who, say, was too excited or weak to swallow, or was too small?
Small
thing. They were
small thing. Well,
suppose it was
an infant. When they can't see it.
Yeah.
When they see it right on the throat, they used to pull it.
Reach into the child's mouth.
But if they, when they notice it, when they notice it, when the child swallows something, because you could notice it at the cup.
Yeah. So.
Then the mother used to do that kind of even look, but have on it, not hold it.
Yes.
Break it, and then do it, same thing.
This would be then in the food passage, not in the wind passage.
Yeah.
This would be the food passage.
Mm-hmm.
Suppose that they had a problem with the wind passage, that is, where something had fallen into that part, not in the food, but in the air breathing part, then what would they do?
They just let him bow down, hold his head straight, and knock on the back.
Upper back
between shoulders. Right, not on the left, right, but on the over there.
Yeah.
Between shoulders.
What's the actual word for that reason?
To look. Knock.
So how about a small, even infant, or a small baby, would they do it the same way?
But they have to hold his mouth, though. Open his mouth,
speak
or something, and for the test.
Yeah.
Let him bow down and let somebody hold the head.
Hold his head.
Yeah, hold the head and open his mouth, put something on his feet, on the jaw, leave it open, and then same thing. But you have to use the head.
Have you ever done this for the...
I do that too many times.
Your own children?
Not to my own children,
for
the others.
Because they're
dogs. But one time at Shishan, while we were busy working hard work on animals, the lady come to me running, so excited, and she tell me from way ahead, there's one little girl, swallow model.
Choking.
Yeah. Then I go over and just let him squeeze it. Open his mouth, her grandma holds her head, and then quickly lift it. And then